Perek Chi, Chapter 9, Halacha Aleph, Behema Miuberes, an animal that was pregnant, Shehizika, and this pregnant animal caused a damage. It was a tam, it was an inexperienced animal, and we can collect the damage only from the value of the animal causing the damage. So now the animal was pregnant. Half the damage is collected from the value of the pregnant animal and its offspring. Because the offspring, even when it's still a fetus in the animal, is considered part of the body of the animal. However, in the case of a chicken, a hen, that caused damage, you do not collect damage from the value of eggs that were found inside it, because the egg is not considered part of its body. The egg is surrounded by a membrane and it's considered a separate entity from the hen itself. If a pregnant animal gored another animal, v'nimtzav lada b'tzida, and afterwards we find that it had given birth, and we find the offspring next to the originally pregnant animal, v'ein yodua, we do not know, imat shaloi nogcha yolda, we do not know whether the animal had given birth before it, the animal had gored, and therefore the offspring is not to be considered in evaluating the animal, or perhaps after it caused the damage, after it gored, it gave birth. So at the time of the goring, the animal, the offspring was part of the animal. In this case, machalim chatzi nezek min hapara, you pay half the damage only from the cow, and from the offspring, from the calf, you do not collect anything, unless the injured party can bring a clear proof that at the time the cow gored, the cow was still pregnant. Why? Because this is the ordinary case that governs all cases of monetary law. The one who seeks to collect money from the other has to bring the proof. Now the opposite case. If an ox gored a pregnant cow, and we find that its offspring has been aborted and lies next to the cow, and we do not know whether the animal had given birth to this abortus, the animal had aborted or miscarried before the goring, and therefore the damage occurred only to the cow and not to the offspring. Perhaps it was still pregnant at the time, and it was the goring that caused it to miscarry. In this case, Mishali Nezek HaPara, the owner of the ox that caused the damage has to pay for the damage to the cow, v'eini mishalim nezek havlad, and he does not have to pay for the damage to the offspring. Why? The same rule, shamaitzi michaveri olav haraya, the one who seeks to collect money from the other has to bring the proof. Halacha dalet nogach para miuberes, if the ox gored a pregnant cow, vehipila, and the cow miscarried on account of this, ein sharmin pchas para bifnei atzma, or pchas v'havlad bifnei atzma, we do not separately evaluate the loss in value of the cow and the loss in value of the offspring separately. The whole thing is evaluated not as two separate damages, but as one damage. Ela shamin, we evaluate kama hoisa hapara shavek kishoisa muberes, how much was the cow worth when it was still pregnant with a live fetus inside it? Ubriya, when it still had a live fetus and it itself was healthy, v'chama hi shava achshav, and how much is it worth now? Hi v'hanefel shalah, the total value of the cow plus the dead miscarried fetus, umeshalim hapchas, when he pays how much the value was lost, oichetzio, or half of it, imhoyotam, if it was only an inexperienced ox. Halocha hei, hoisa apora leechod vavlad laacher, if the cow belonged to one, if there were partners here, and the cow, the mother, belonged to one person, vavlad laacher, and the fetus belonged to another, harei pchas hashumen, Shapachas gufa para lebala para, then the loss in fat that was lost to the body of the cow, that is the loss in value of the cow itself, this is to be paid lebal hapara, to the owner of the cow. Upchas hanapachas. A pregnant animal is swollen up, and it increases in its value because it looks like it's a great big animal. And even though this is only due to the pregnancy, that nevertheless, the swelling up of the animal increases its value because it looks more attractive to the customer. Therefore, pchas hanapachas, the loss of this swelling up that was lost since the animal was caused to miscarry, chol kemoisei bal haporin bal havlad, when this is paid, this loss is divided between the owner of the cow and the owner of the fetus. Va'nefel shabal avlad, but the fetus itself, the aborted fetus, belongs to the owner of the offspring. Halach evav, shor shahoya roidei vacha shor acher, if one ox was chasing another ox with the intent, apparently, of damaging it, of goring it, behuzak, and the ox, witnesses saw that one ox was chasing the other, and then we find the ox that was being chased was damaged. Hanizak oimer, and the one who received the damage, he claims, Shreiche Hizik, it was your ox that caused the damage. Your ox actually did gore and caused the damage. Vizeh oimer, and the owner of the ox that caused the damage, he says, Eini yodea. The owner of the ox that was doing the chasing, he said, Eini yodea, I don't know, maybe I didn't see it, maybe it didn't happen. Shema beselaloka, maybe your ox tripped and over a stone and injured itself against the rocks. Ha-moitzi mi-chaveira olav haraya. Then, in this case, it's the same case, and the one who seeks to collect has to bring the proof. Since he cannot bring a proof, the witnesses did not see the actual injury, so he cannot collect. Ve'afa pisha anizek oimer. And even if this is a case where the injured party states, ani yoideya bevadai, he says, I know for sure, I saw your ox goring my ox. I know for sure that it caused the damage. Vizelimer ain't yoideya. The other one is merely stating, I don't know who caused the damage. Nevertheless, he cannot collect it since there's no proof. If, however, the one who received the damage claims the following, he says, I know that your ox did the damage, and furthermore, vadayata yedeya, you also are aware, you also know that your ox did the damage. Sheshar chahizik, that it was your ox who caused the damage. Hareza nishba shvuas heses sheina yedeya, then the owner of the pursuing ox has to swear an oath that's administered by rabbinical decree. She'ena yideya. He has to swear that he in fact does not know. Im hayamud. If it's a case of a muad, a case of an experienced ox, he has to swear that he does not know. Avil im hayatam. If, however, it was an inexperienced ox, poter af mishmuas heses. He does not have to swear here. Shafilo hoyda meyatzmoi. Because even had he himself confessed that it was his ox that did the damage, nevertheless, since there are no witnesses, Potter, he would not have had to pay shechatzi nezek nasu, because the half damage is, as we have learned in the original chapters here, is merely a penalty, and it's not a monetary damage. In any case, we are one by his own admission, admits to a damage that carries such a penalty, Potter, who he does not pay. Halacha Zayin, Hoyushnayim Roitvim Acha Echot, if two oxen were chasing after one animal, Vahare Eidim Sheechot Mehem Hizik, and there are witnesses here who saw that one of the two pursuing oxen caused a damage to the ox that was being pursued. So they know one of the pursuing oxes caused the damage, but they do not know which of the two, they cannot recognize which one caused the damage. So the owners of the two pursuing oxen, this one says, he says to the other one, it was your ox caused the damage. And the other one says, no, it was your ox that caused the damage. Neither of them can be made to pay, because in neither case can the injured party prove that it was this particular ox that did the damage. If, however, the two oxen that were pursuing belonged to the same person, so it was certainly his property that caused the damage. We have witnesses to that fact. Chayav l'shalem, he has to pay then, and if it's a tam, and he pays only from the body of the animal that caused the damage, he pays miguf hapochis shebishneim, from the body of the one that's worth less. V'imhoyu muadim, if they were both muad, they were both experienced, mishalmin nezek sholim inechosav, then he pays from his property the full amount of the damage. Halochiches, Bamed dvarim amurim, in what case is this law said that if the two pursuing oxen belongs to one person that he has to pay, b'sheshnei ashvarim oimdim, if we have here at the time of that the case comes to court, we have before us both of these oxen. Aval im meis echad mehem, however, if one of them died, oy avad, or it was lost, v'hoya echad mehem tam, and one of them had been a tam, an inexperienced ox, afal pishayim shelish echad, even though they belong to one person, potter, he does not have to pay, shaharei oy meloy, because he can say to the injured party, havi raya, you have to bring the proof, shezeho oy meit hu shehizik, if you can prove that this one that stands before us is the very one that did the damage, then vashalim lof, then I'll pay you from it. Halochetes, if these two oxen that belong to one person and were chasing after it, after an animal, one was big and one was small, the one who received the damage, he says, Godel Hizik, it was the bigger ox that caused the damage, and therefore I can collect what you owe me, the half damage from the bigger ox. V'hamazik oimer, and the one who caused the damage says, Kotten Hizik, no, it was the smaller ox that caused the damage, and the smaller ox is not worth the chatzi nezek here. Hoye echot tam ve'echot mu'ed, or if the two oxen that were chasing here, one was a tam, an inexperienced, and one was a mu'ed, an experienced one. Hanizik oimer, the nizik, the one who received the damage, says mu'ed hizik. The one that was mu'ed, that was experienced, is the one that caused the damage, and you have to pay me full damage. V'amazik oimer, and the one who caused the damage says tam hizik. No, it was the one that was tam, that was inexperienced, caused the damage, and I have to pay you only half a damage. Hamoitzi mechaveirei olav haraya. Here again, he has to pay him only half a damage, because the one that, or he has to pay him from the smaller ox, because the one that seeks to collect has to bring the proof. Halacha yud, loy hoysa sham raya bruda shezeh hizik, if there was no clear proof that this ox caused the damage, elo eidim meidim, she'echod mishnei eilu hizik. There was no clear proof. We're talking the same case as in Halacha test. There was no clear proof in which of the oxen caused the damage, but the witnesses say one of these two oxen caused the damage. Mishalim hamazik kemoisha oimer. Nevertheless, the one who caused the damage pays according to what he said. If he says that it was the tam caused the damage, for instance, so he has to pay according to the tam. And if he says it's the smaller one caused the damage, he pays from the smaller one. And we do not say that this is a case where the claimant claims one thing, and since he claimed it was the mu'ad, and he answered him, no, it was the tam, we do not say it's like a case, which we will learn later on, a case where one person claims wheat, and he says, no, I owe you barley, where we say it's no answer at all, it's no response at all to the claim, and it's as if he had said, I owe you nothing. Here, this is not such a case, because there are witnesses that one of them caused the damage. So his answer, no, it was not the mu'ad, it was not the tam, nevertheless does not excuse him from paying. V'imtorn ha-nizak, and if in this case, the one who received the damage, he claims as follows, sh'ata yidei avadai shehizik lefanecha, not only do I claim that this one caused the damage, but you certainly know that it was, that he caused the damage, that the mu'ad caused the damage, because you were there when it happened. Harei hamazik nishba shvua satayr, in this case, the one who caused the damage has to swear, not by rabbinical decree, as we learned in a previous halacha, but he has to swear according to Torah law, or Meshalim K'moy Shehoida, and he has to pay that which he admitted, and he has to swear that he did not know. He has to swear that it was the Tam and not the Mord, or he has to swear that he did not know. Sharei Hoida B'miktsas, because in this case, he did, in fact, admit part of the thing. He said it was the Muad, and he admitted the Tam, he admitted partially, and as we will learn later on, and as we have learned already in Hilchas Shavuos, if he admits partially, he has to swear according to Torah law. Halacha Yud Alef, Hayu HaNizokim Shnayim, if there were two injured oxen, Echot Godel v'Echot Koten, and one was big and one was small, v'Hamazikim, and the ones that caused the injury, Echot Godel v'Echot Cotton, one was big and one was small. Hanizik Oimer, the one who received the injury, he claims, Godel Hizik as ha Godel, the cotton as ha cotton. Here we're talking about both are Tam, and he claims it was the big ox that damaged the big ox, and the small ox damaged the small ox. In other words, there's enough to cover half damage here. Ba'mazik Oimer, but the one who caused the injury, he says, Loiki, it's not so. Ela cotton hizik es ha-godl ve-godl es ha-cotton. It was the small one that damaged the big one, and you cannot collect from the more than the small one was worth for the half damage of the big one. Ve-godl es ha-cotton, the big one damaged the small one, and you can only collect half of your damage. In that case, or the cases were that there were two animals that were injured, and two animals caused the injury. One was a tam, and one was muad. Hanizik oimer, the one who received the damage, he says, hamuad hizik es hagodl, the muad, the experienced ox, caused the bigger damage, and you have to pay the full value of the bigger damage. But tam hizik es hakotn, and it was the inexperienced ox that injured the smaller one, and so the half damage that you pay is on the smaller one, and the full damage on the bigger one. V'hamazik oimer, but the one who caused the damage says, no, it was the opposite. Tam hizik es hagodl, it was the inexperienced ox that damaged the big one. And so your half damage you collect on the big damage. V'hamuad hizik es hakotn, and it was the experienced ox that killed the smaller one. So you collect your full damage on the small one. In all of these cases, the one who claims the money has to bring the proof. If there were no clear proof here, hamazik poter, then the one who caused the damage does not have to pay. Because to what is this case compared? Here it is compared. The one that claimed wheat and he admitted, no, I owe you barley. He only has to swear by rabbinical decree. And once he swears that he does not owe him any wheat, he does not have to pay even for the wheat that he did admit, k'mayshi yisbar b'hilchas toyin, as we will explain the details of such laws in Hilchas Toyin v'nitan, in chapter 3 there. In this case, the law is different from the previous halacha, because in the previous halacha, in halacha yud, we're talking about that there were witnesses to what happened, but the witnesses do not remember which ox gored which. Here we're talking that there were no witnesses at all. And so in this case, it's like the case of one who claimed wheat and the other one admitted barley. In all of these cases where we said that the one who claims the money has to bring proof, that's where he's claiming the money. If, however, he went ahead and seized the assets of the one that caused the damage, then in this case, then we say that he does have to pay, but he pays only to what the one who caused the damage admitted. That is, he pays the small one from the body of the big one, and the big one from the body of the small one. As the one who caused the damage did admit, if, however, he did not seize, then the Bezdin does not take any assets at all away from the one who caused the damage. In the case of this halacha, halacha yud beis, shor shenogach, an ox that gored another rocks, v'chazar v'nagach shayracher, and then it went ahead and gored another rocks, harei hanizik harishin, v'abaylim shutfim boy. What do we say? We say that as soon as he gored the first ox, then the one who received this first damage becomes a partner with the owner. And now they are both responsible for the second damage. Ketzad, for example, Shorsha v'masayim, an ox that was worth 200. Shenogach Shorsha v'masayim, and it gored an ox that was worth 200. V'ein hanevela yofa klum. And the carcass is not worth anything, so there's a damage of 200, of which half the damage is 100. Hanizik noitel meya, obala shor meya. Now, the one who received the damage owns 100 in this ox that caused the damage, and it's obala shor, its original owner, meya, he also owns 100. Chozav v'nogach shoracher. Now, if this ox went ahead and gored another ox, shovim masayim, that's worth 200 vein anavela yafaklum, and the carcass is not worth anything. So now, here again, there's a half damage of 100. Ha'achre noitel meye. Then the last one, the one who received the second damage, he receives his half a damage, which is 100. V'hanizik shalafonov im abaylim noitel chamishim chamishim zuz. And then the previous injured party, along with the owner, they remain partners here, and they each take 50 zuz from the remaining value of the ox. Chozav v'nogach shor shav masayim. If now this ox went ahead, this ox in which the original owner and the first damaged party own 50 each, and the second damaged party owns 100, if he went ahead and he gored another ox that's worth 200, vein anavela yofa klum, and the carcass here again is not worth anything. So there's a damage here again of 200, of which half the damage is 100. Ha'achre neitel meye, the last one, takes 100, v'nizik shalafon of chamishim, and the one who was injured before him takes 50, v'anizik harishim abaylim, esem v'chamish, esem v'chamish. And the original injured party, along with the owners, take 25 each. And so, according to this rule, we continue with to divide it in response to further damages. That is, each one keeps the amount of which he owned in that ox. Halacha Yud Gimel, Nizik Shetofas Behema Sheizika Ligvois Chatzi Nizkein Migufa. If the injured party seized the animal that caused the damage in preparation for collecting half his damage out of the body of this animal, Nasa Aleo Shemesachar, he is responsible for it. He becomes a paid guardian over this animal. That is, he has the same laws of a paid guardian, Linezakin, concerning further damages that this animal causes, which we learned in a previous chapter, in Yotzav Hizika, and if now this animal goes out and causes a damage again, Hanizik Harishin, Chayiv Benozer Keho, V'abolim Pturim. Now the original, the first injured party, who is now made a guardian on this animal, he has to pay the damages, and the original owner does not pay anything. Ketzad, for example, Shersheva Masayim, an ox that's worth 200. Shenogach, it gored v'hipsid Masayim, and it caused a damage of 200. V'tovsoi hanizek ligvois mimenu meyo, and the injured party seized it in order to collect 100 from it. And it, meanwhile, while he had it in his possession, it went out and caused another injury, another goring. It caused a damage worth 140, so half the damage is 70. Then in this case, the second injured party is paid 70, and the original, the first injured party, Shatovsei, who had seized it, he is paid Moisa Nizkoi, the remainder of his damage, which is only 30, and the original owner keeps his interest of 100 in it. And so, a similar law for any similar case. Halacha Yud Dalet, Shnei Shvarim Tamin, two inexperienced oxen, shechavlu zebazeh, they caused a damage one against the other, that is, each one damaged the other, mishtalmen b'moiseh hatzinezek. So we evaluate both injuries, and we evaluate both half damages, and the one whose half damage is greater, the one who caused a half damage that's greater has to pay the difference to the one who caused the half damage that's less. Shnehem muadim. However, both of them were muad, both were experienced. Here in some texts it says oy muad v'adam, or it was an animal that was experienced and human being that injured one the other. A human being is always considered experienced. Shechavlu zebazeh, they damaged one the other. Mishalmim b'moisa nezek shalim, the one that caused the greater damage has to pay the full amount of the difference in the damages. Echot tam ve'echot muad, if the two injuring parties, one was a tam, one was inexperienced, and the other one was experienced, and they damaged each other, muad batam mishalim b'moisen ezek shalim, then the owner of the experienced ox has to pay the owner of the inexperienced ox half of the difference in the damages. And tam b'muad, and an inexperienced ox that injured an experienced one, mishalim b'moisa chati nezek, he has to pay to the other one half of the difference in the damages. Ketzad, for example, shortam shehivsid b'shortam acher shavim moneh. An ox that was inexperienced, that caused a damage in another experienced ox, and the damage came to 100, v'chazer zeho acherin. And this second one, then, in its turn, it went ahead, v'hifsid barishin shavar boyim, it caused the first one a damage of 40, So the difference in the damages is 60. Harei abal harishon, the first owner, the one who caused the greater damage, mishalim lebal ha'achren, he pays to the owner of the second one, shloishim, 30. That is half of the difference of the damage. Hayushneim muadim, if both oxen were experienced, bal harishon mishalim shishim. Then, the first one, since the difference in the damages was 60, the owner of the first one, that is the owner of the one that caused the greater damage, pays the full 60. Harishin muad v'achren tam, if the first one was muad, was experienced, v'achren tam, and the second one was inexperienced, bal harishin mishalim shmoinim, the owner of the first one pays 80, because the owner of the first one caused a damage for which he would have to pay a full damage of 100, and the owner of the second one caused a damage of which he would have to pay a half damage of 20. So the first one pays the difference, the full difference, that is 80. Harishan tambo achren muad, if the first one was inexperienced and the second one was experienced, bal harishan mishali masara, the owner of the first one has to pay 10, because the owner of the first one caused a damage of 100, of which his half damage, since he's a tam, is 50, and the owner of the second one caused a damage of 40, of which he would have to pay the full amount, so the difference in the damage is 10.